Iran has a tense 500-mile-long border with Afghanistan. Iran's Shiite rulers have a strong dislike for the Sunni Taliban, but they have sharply rebuked the U.S. air campaign. While Iranians deplore the terrorism that leads to the death of innocent civilians, authorities in Tehran have expressed concern about what they fear is a long-term U.S. presence in Central Asia. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Tehran.
After condemning the attacks on the United States, Tehran is blasting Washington for its retaliation. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, accuses the U.S. of lying about its true intentions in attacking Afghanistan. Supreme National Security Council Chief Hassan Rouhani says the United States is using the current crisis as a pretext to extend its influence in Central Asia.
The Americans may have a long-term plan to remain in the region in order to dominate the oil resources. Afghanistan is an excuse to control the reserves in the Caspian Sea.
2 decades of turmoil in Afghanistan created 2 million Afghan refugees for Iran. The Taliban's opium trade has created a new generation of Iranian addicts. Still, Iran claims it is neutral in the conflict next door. Tehran cannot support an attack on another Muslim state, no matter how repellent its regime may be. But neither does Iran want to antagonize Washington. Iran remains on the U.S. list of states that sponsor terrorism at a time when Washington is threatening a wider campaign against those who aid terrorists. Iran has no diplomatic relations with the U.S. when making itself heard in Washington may matter more than ever. Analyst Siamak Namazi says Tehran is having to carefully calibrate its position.
There's a hatred for the Taliban regime, balanced by mistrust for the Americans and what their intentions are going to be, and on another side, genuine sympathy for the plights of the Afghan people. So you're going to see these forces, and at a popular level, pulling Iran back and forth in terms of the way it reacts.
At Tehran's central bazaar, people say if Osama bin Laden is guilty of the terrorist attacks on the U.S., he should be brought to justice. But like citizens from London to Islamabad, Iranians want proof bin Laden is the guilty party, as Washington claims. In the 5 weeks since September 11th, public sentiment here has shifted. What was an outpouring for grieving Americans is now a groundswell for people of Afghanistan enduring the terror of airstrikes. 45-year-old Akra Mushtaghi modestly pulls her black chador around her face as she chastises the U.S.
I know the terrorists have killed 5,000, 10,000 people in the United States, but United States is killing a nation, a country. Even it is not just Afghanistan. Now they are talking about different countries.
Saif Allah Gavidel folds the bolts of his material at his tailor store and says any resolution should have been fashioned by the United Nations.
Unfortunately, United States reacts so quickly. U.S. as a superpower could talk to the Taliban and could act more wisely.
A recurring theme is that the U.S. helped create Osama bin Laden during the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan and should have better intelligence than smart bombs to ferret him out. And conspiracy theories get peddled here, along with the carpets, pistachios, and gold. The most popular one says agents working on behalf of the Israelis were somehow behind the attacks on the United States in order to spread American distrust of Islam. Such is the mistrust here. Iranian authorities have also seized on events to denounce U.S. policy in the Middle East as one-sided and have urged Washington to pursue a policy that puts Israelis and Palestinians on the same footing. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Tehran.